Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
It's time for the weekly Tarot Stars, and we'll kick off with Aries.
Sure. Okay, the Three of Swords comes in there for, of course, Aries. And this can actually represent a healing taking place where you've gone through some sort of pain or uncertainty. Could be in some sort of disruption to your life there, and put it, but it will be back in harmony because your stars are really good. But the Three of Swords is sort of showing you that it even could be some sort of a loss as well.
Okay, next up's Taurus.
Sure is. Okay, we've got the King of Pentacles there, and the King of Pentacles, whenever a Pentacle card pops up in your number, it's all about money and success, and that's exactly what's coming your way. If you've worked hard, well, the money and the success is going to be yours. I don't think you really realise, Taurians, that the true estimate of what you're worth, and you will find that out this year. You're going to be more grounded as well, and there's more harmony coming your way.
Okay, next up's Gemini.
Sure is. Gemini's got the Nine of the Cups, and this is known as the wish card. What you have an appetite for, you're going to be given, and your wish will come true. On an emotional level, this can sort of indicate that relationships are loving and complete. Creativity is at an all-time high then, and you've got some new friendships coming in.
Nice. Cancer's up next.
Sure. This is the Page of Cups, and this stands out for romance as well. It's sort of good news coming your way from afar, and it suggests also that there could be an opening where, around relationships that stirs your emotions and pulls at your heartstrings, oh la la, and or even a happening that could bring you some really great joy.
Okay, what's happening for Leo?
The Ace of Wands. Now, when this actually appears, and in your stars this week, it could indicate a pregnancy. Everyone's probably dropped their cup of tea. No, but also it's the beginning. It's like a big beginning of a new life. So you can understand it's a new life. Like all of a sudden you're changing your life. You're in a whole new phase in your life. So you better just watch the little patter of feet take precautions if that's not on the agenda. But also that you're finding with this beginning of it's like a new lease of life, reinventing yourself as well.
Okay, Virgo's next.
Yep. Okay, the card of the Judgment, you're doing a lot of soul searching, and it symbolises development, resolution, release. It's all about looking at your life and going, you're sort of looking at the losses, your delays, your successes, and wondering what step next and what you should have done before.
Okay, next up is Libra.
The Ace of Cups is the beginning of great love. This also is a pregnancy card. Oh, I better watch out. And it suggests also that the Ace stands for gaining knowledge, and you've got to trust what your feelings are and stop, don't ask other people what to do in situations. Work it out yourself.
Okay. Next along is Scorpio.
Pretty raunchy tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, a lot of babies. Baby talk.
Spring babies. Okay. All right. So this card there for you, we've got this week, is the card of the Moon. And the Moon is very much all about the subconscious mind, you're facing your fears because there's your imagination could be running wild. Expect a lot of dreams and watch out for two-faced people that could appear, and you'll find out who they are as well.
Sagittarius is next.
Sagittarius has got the card of the Tower, and this is representing unexpected events, and it could be a temporary loss of your stability, meaning that, things could just be uprooted. And there's irreversible changes around as well. So it's like you've just got to be really careful. But a lot of these things are in your own feelings of worries, and they'll be contained.
Okay. Next up is Capricorn.
The card of the Wheel of Fortune represents unexpected events and a lot of wisdom's gaining, but this is a card of money. So a turn of the wheel, a progression or a movement, a change and a new cycle coming on you to do with finances.
And Aquarius is next.
Okay, this is the Death card, and this card represents changes. These changes could represent death's endings, and it's a rebirth. So it's off with the old and on with the new. It's renewal, and it's changes that could be destructive at the time, but they represent that you could have a fear of change, but this is a very positive event. Without change, there's no progress.
And last but not least, your owner is Pisces.
Yes. The Seven of Wands is indicating you're facing one of those times in your life that you will believe in yourself and you'll go forward. It's a card about demanding situations and having the courage to be true to your own desires, ambitions and needs. SharinaStar.com, SharinaStar Facebook, and check those out. But the information there for the Oatley RSL next club show is on the 18th, and the Brisbane and the Canberra will be notified very soon.